word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. It's a joy to have you join us today, and we hope that you'll stay with our program. It's called Consider His Word, where we spend a few moments considering what God says in His Word, the Bible. I hope you read the Bible. I hope you read it every day. Spend some time in the Scripture, and then consider His Word. Take a few moments to think about what you've been reading and apply them to your life. Let God speak to you, and let God encourage you, and let God build your life in Him as you grow in the Lord and learn to be more like Him every day. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 3 again. We're kind of coming to the end of this chapter. We've been in it now about nearly a month or more. And so we're going to begin to kind of winding things down a little bit. We're kind of going to pick up some things that we did last week and apply them to some verses that we're going to look at today. We're going to especially be in Proverbs 24, around 25, 26, and in those verses. And so if you can, go find a Bible. I realize you may be driving or you may not be in a place where you can get to a Bible, but if you can, go find a Bible and open it with us, and let's look at the Word of God together today. Consider His Word. While you're doing that, a couple of things I want to remind you about. We'd love to hear from you. The only way that we know that people are hearing our program is if you respond to us in some way. Whether you write to us, you can go to our Facebook page and leave a note there on Facebook. Just look us up, Consider His Word, and like the page. You'll get occasional announcements and things like that there. You can email us now. We have an email address, and just send us a note. And by the way, if you write to us now for the next few weeks, if you write to us, we want to send you a little prayer journal. This is a little notebook kind of a journal that you can put in your pocket. I carry one in my pocket. And when somebody says, pray for me, you can just pull out your notebook and write it down right then. And remember to pray for people. And I hope you will pray for them. But you can get these little notebooks absolutely free. No postage. Just contact us. You can contact us by the email. It's considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Secondly, you can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. Just go to the Contact Us page and click on there and send us a note. We'll get back to you as soon as we can and get these prayer journals out to you. By the way, you can also write to us just through the regular mail. Let me give you our address, so we'd love to hear from you. Send us a note, a postcard if you want, whatever. Just send us a note. Our mailing address is Consider His Word, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida. That's Clewiston, C-L-E-W-I-S-T-O-N. Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you and getting these little prayer journals into your hands. Let's go to the scripture in Proverbs chapter 3. You know, in this proverb has been such great advice, not just for young people. You know, often he says, my son, but it's more than that. Think of yourself as a child of God if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And these words are for you as well. And he's been talking to us a little bit about wisdom and about different things. Back in, pick up at just a couple of verses we read last week, where he told us to seek wisdom and to seek out the Lord and to seek what God is saying. In verse 13, he said, happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. To get wisdom and to get understanding, we encourage our young people to seek the Lord and find his wisdom. Now, this kind of comes with a promise. He went on and told how valuable that wisdom was. But listen to what it says in verse 24. Now, I know we're jumping, making a big jump here. Well, we studied all these verses last week and touched on them about the value of wisdom. So picking up in verse 24, he said, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the destruction of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Let me ask you this. How are you sleeping? Well, I'll tell you what. When you have that anxiety that's going on, and notice, you know, anxiety is just fear. You realize that worry, when we worry, it comes from fear. The fear of the unknown, fearing of what might happen, or sometimes it's fear of what might not happen. And that translates to worry, and the worry becomes anxiety. By the way, that also tends to make us angry people. But if we're trusting the Lord, and if we're seeking his wisdom, and trying to find his understanding, and listening to the Lord, and walking with the Lord, hearing from him every day and talking to him every day, the scripture says that we ought not be afraid of what's out there. When you lie down, he said, be not afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down and thy sleep shall be sweet. You know, one of the things that you can do is as you put your head down every night, some of the last things that you can do is just hand everything over to God. All of those worries of the day, all of those things that has caused you stress. And I know it's out there. I know it happens. And I know sometimes these things are very serious and they weigh very heavy on us. But as you lie down at night, take all of those worries and all of those fears and just give them to the Lord. Just hand them over and tell him, Lord, this is really concerning me. You know, the scripture says, casting all thy care upon him, because he cares for you. And take those worries and those cares and just hand them to the Lord, and you'll find you'll have such a sweet sleep in that night. And that doesn't mean the problems are just automatically going to go away. But you can ask God for direction and for his wisdom and knowing how to deal with them, knowing how to handle those things. God will give you that wisdom. And sometimes we ought to just give up and quit trying to figure out yourself and trying to solve the problem yourself and just give it to the Lord and trust him. Ask him for the wisdom. That's what James said. James told us, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And you see, as you ask for that wisdom and you cast that care upon him, he takes that burden away. And he takes that anxiety away. And he takes all of those cares if you'll just give them to him. So the scripture says, when you lie down, don't be afraid. When you lie down, thy sleep shall be sweet. Now, it gives us a couple of specifics in verse 25. It says, do not be afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. Don't be afraid of sudden fear. What about those disasters that come that we don't know about? That tornado that sweeps through the community. Those volcanoes going on in Hawaii right now. Or down in our area when the hurricanes come. When those disasters come, just keep trusting the Lord. Last year we had Hurricane Irma that came through here. It's kind of interesting. We had a lady show up at our church the Sunday after the hurricane, and she walked in the door, and I shook hands with her, and I greeted her, and introduced myself, and she introduced herself, and she said this. She said, "I'm here to keep a promise." Now, apparently, that promise was to go to church one Sunday. She only came that one Sunday, and she's not ever been back again. We've tried to go and visit her and try to encourage her, but apparently in that storm, she made a promise to God and showed up for church one Sunday. Well, it's deeper than that, and it's more important than that. That in those, you know, we don't know the future. We don't know what's going to come. So don't worry about those. Don't let them bring you undue stress. Just trust the Lord. And he said, even when the ruin of the wickedness come, when people come against you, and I know sometimes at work and sometimes at school, there are people that'll do things that just don't make any sense. He said, don't be afraid of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. And by the way, it will come. Don't be so afraid of the unknown, of the future and things that we can't tell. Those things, we just trust the Lord. That's why the Bible says to trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Now, there's one other thing here I want to touch on before we finish today. The scripture said, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. One of my favorite words of the Bible is confidence. It speaks of a complete faith. And our confidence should be in the Lord. You know, again, verse 26, for the Lord shall be thy confidence. You know, you can't put confidence in people. People will fail you every time. Listen, mark it down. People will let you down every time. And you may have the utmost confidence in them and trust them and lean on them, but the day will come when they're going to let you down. Put your confidence in the Lord and trust him. That's why when we take all of those cares and we turn them over to him and we're trusting him completely, he's our confidence, not our job, not whatever money you might have in the bank. You realize that could disappear in just a matter of days. And surely don't put your confidence in government or government officials or what they might or what they might do. That's one of the worst places that you can put your confidence. Your confidence has got to be in the Lord. So we put all this together. Don't be afraid of the future. Don't be afraid of the things that are out there. Trust the Lord. Follow his direction. When the anxiety comes, just turn that over to him and let him take those things away from you. And listen, if you're trusting him, he's going to give you that peace the Bible speaks of that passes all understanding. And then you're going to find you're going to be able to sleep a great sleep every night. The Bible calls it a sweet sleep. Our time is gone. God bless you till next time as we consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.